No one says it like they do.
So my question to the people of Boston is, what are you, nuts?
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coming to you right from the food court of Mall of America. That was not a joke. And when you think that they put you in a food court, that'd be some sort of special out-of-this-world food court, I'd say this food court, like a standard food court. Really nothing special about this food court.
No, pretty standard.
It's a standard food court.
I would agree.
So that's the scene here.
I mean, when you really get down to it, other than the amusement park, it's a pretty standard mall.
It's a mall.
Yeah, it's a mall. Other than the fact that it's gigantic.
Right. It's a mall, and we're in the food court. And there's really, like, that's what it would be in Burlington, in Natick, whatever mall you go to. This is pretty much where we're at.
No, but the place does just ooze Super Bowl, doesn't it? It feels that way. It's a buzz.
Your calls, the final last hour. No more guests, just your calls. Matthew in Framingham on Brady. Hi, Matthew.
Oh, my
Matthew!
Hey, Murray.
Yeah.
Murray, you need to give your Big Jim Worry card to Tony Madden Worry over there. What is wrong with you?
Worry, yeah.
What is wrong with you? Because there's no dunks at the Mall of America? You know, all of a sudden the Pats dynasty is over. The Pats are going to lose the Super Bowl. Brady's done. All this. You know, it makes no sense. Because I'll tell you, Brady, he's not only going to win this Super Bowl, he's going to stay another 3 years. Because the whole reason he did this documentary, the whole reason he does everything he does is for his brand. And every year that he plays after 40, his brand increases. So I just want to hear what you you really think that.
Okay, so
no, I do.
His point is he can't lose because his brand won't. He couldn't stand for it.
Yeah, well, look, you want to connect those two and say that his desire would be greater than everyone else. That's all well and good. I'm telling you that. And first of all, I never said it was over. I said that I have concerns about their long-term future. I'd feel a hell of a lot better about it if Garoppolo were still here. I never said Brady was done. I absolutely, positively never said anything even remotely close to that. And I said I think Philadelphia is a more balanced, more complete team.
And you like the Eagles this week?
I do. I like the Eagles this week, yes.
Jamie in Boston.
It doesn't mean I'm right.
Jamie in Boston, how do you feel about that?
Maz, you talked about the 2011 game. I agree with the similarities. In that game, they got the hairpin. Brady completed 16 in a row. They scored second quarter, third quarter. You know, all week we heard they turned the heat up. They simulated the half. And then they come out and they run a heavy package. Tuck lands on Brady. We don't score again. And I just want to see them run the Eagles out of the gym. We've been waiting for so long, we haven't had a blowout because we don't, play that. I want to see go five wide. I know that the pots are a little different, but run them out of the gym. Use that Super Bowl experience.
Okay. Again, they usually finish strong and not, and I think that comes at the expense of their starts. You want to flip that up? You want to switch that up? Don't you want to do exactly what they've been doing with these winning the games at the end when it counts?
Well, I'll tell you, though, if you were to get out to an early lead in this game, don't you think that would really put pressure on Foles?
Oh, my God, of course.
So if there was ever a time to do it, I think it would be this game. Like, there's questions about Nick Foles and his ability to handle pressure. You take Philly's run game out of it, and now what? Pin your ears back, and here you go, and then there's your blowout. I mean, look, I can see anything happening. I'm just telling you that when I weigh it all out, I look at Philly and I see a more balanced, more complete team.
Pete in New Hampshire. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Mike, you just hit on it. What I was thinking about is just seems like the last few games, even before the playoffs, New England hasn't really got out to a good start. Not really positive plays on first downs. And then, throwing up the ball deep, like in the second play of the game, the third play. So I'm thinking, Easy play calling, nothing cute, and obviously score a touchdown. I think that'd make a huge difference.
Well, how about just getting Brady in rhythm? Once Brady finds his tempo and his rhythm, it's usually over.
It's over.
Is there a way to get him there in the first quarter?
Sure, possibly. No huddle. Spread him out. I do think, though, that a caller said this a couple calls ago. If you do spread out this team, I feel like, especially with Cam Fleming there, no Waddle, Brady could get hit. Brady could get hit hard early in this game, given that defensive line.
Anna and Beverly, hi.
Hi.
What do you got, Anna? You're on the air.
Oh, I want to tell Mass I'm thankful that someone's rooting for the Eagles. I've been a grandmother for 70-some years. I'm 70-some years old, and I've been an Eagles fan forever. And I like your show, and you make me feel good. But I'm also a Patriots fan. I won't let you down.
So, okay. Anna, no offense, I'm not rooting for the Eagles. So I just told you I think they have a more balanced team. I couldn't bring myself to root for any Philadelphia team or their fan base. No offense.
Don't take it personally, Anna. Here's Will on Cape Cod. Hi, Will.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Hey, so I want to go back to what you guys were talking about an hour ago, the way that this roster, their Super Bowl roster, is not as strong as it has been in the past. And you have to ask the question, like, why is it not as strong? You know, it's not as if they've been hit by the injury bugs this year. You know, they have Hightower out, but for the most part, they've been pretty good. So let's all come back to Deflategate. Like, the
yes.
number one round pick, the fourth
yes.
round pick, would
yes.
they be handy right now?
Yes.
It would be second-year starters right now.
Well, I think that's what it all comes down to. And you have had, you know, Edelman being out, Hurts and Hightower being out, obviously Hurts. But, yes, you didn't have a first-round pick 2 years ago because you got caught cheating. You didn't have a first-round pick last year because you traded it for Brandon Cooks. And your second-round picks, you traded out of the second round last year and the year before with Cyrus Jones, who got hurt and is not on the roster.
Yeah, and they also screwed up a bunch of personnel decisions this offseason. Coney Ealy, Dwayne Allen, among others. Like, hey, look, Brandon Cooks was – I'm not the biggest Brandon Cooks guy, but I think you could even make an argument against him. You trade away a first-round pick for that guy?
So, going forward, we talked about this earlier. I mean, they need to really start stocking at the draft because it's been a couple years. The problem is, do they have to use a first- or second-round pick on a quarterback?
That's a good point.
To restock that position. So, it's not like that's going to help your roster, per se. It's just going to address quarterback. So, they got a little bit of work to do.
I mean, Murray is right, though, about the mid-round picks. You know, Coney Ealy. Ultimately, you traded out of the second round for Coney Ealy. And then Dwayne Allen? Dwayne Allen was so bad you had to pick up Martellus Bennett, for crying out loud. And I say had to because he was damaged goods. So Belichick just gave picks away, basically, from that draft.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Thanks for ending your work day with Felger and Mads on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dumb move.
And streaming at CBSBostonSports.com.
What's up, Patriot Nation? Yeah!
I used to move snowflakes by the I guess even
thank you, guys. Listen, thank you guys for your support all year. It's been an incredible journey. We got one more to go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of hard work. We're playing a great team, but I'll tell you what, we got a locker room full of guys that are ready for the challenge. And I know we obviously can't bring you all to Minnesota with us. Maybe some of you can come, but you guys are with us. We know that. You know that. We all know that. Patriot Nation stronger than ever. We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out.
Who do you think got you going more? Again, Belichick if you have it, Jimmy.
We should really compare Bill to Sosi.
For those of you that are going to Minnesota, we'll see you there. For those of you that aren't, I know you should be cheering your hearts out back here, and we'll see you Monday. Thank you.
Okay, Bill. See you Monday.
It was downright inspirational. It was spine tingling.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys are going out to Minnesota, we'll see you there.
We'll see you at the mall.
we'll meet you at the Sparrow.
How about Zoe? Zoe did his job, Jimmy. Give me a little Zoe.
Who's going to Minnesota? One thing to remember when you get out there: you're not Philly fans, right? You're not going to fight, not get drunk. Well, you might get drunk, but that's okay. Got to stay hydrated.
Man of the people.
All right, back to the phones. Dave in the car. Go ahead, Dave. What do you got?
Hey, gosh, you think maybe this Facebook thing, you think maybe it's giving Philadelphia some bulletin board material? You know, it's something we never
yes.
do. You know, you think, you know, it's like, hey, I do all my homework. I know what you guys are going to do before you do it. And now they're sitting back going, oh, yeah? Watch some of the things you're going to see now.
So, listen, Dave, I like the Patriots in the game. I love the Patriots in the game. So, I don't want to – what I'm about to say, don't misinterpret it like you're going to lose. But I think you're giving them a little something. I mean, definitely. I mean, put it to you like this. If it were on the other side and the opposing quarterback was doing that, what do you think Bill would do with that tape?
Oh, totally. Say they're more interested in the documentary than they are in winning the game.
Oh, totally. He played the crap out of it, and he used it to his advantage, absolutely.
Of course, Bill's making the same mistake that Tom is. I mean, the two Bills comes out this week. So
all this stuff was produced and made months and months ago. It has nothing to do with this week.
But I bet you he knew when it was coming out, or maybe even had a say in when it was coming out. And so, I don't know. Look, all I'm telling you is that it's out of the ordinary for them. But I do think that Bill's every bit the credit seeker that Tom is.
I mean, I'd use it to – if I do what the caller just said. If I were Doug Peterson, I'd put this up here and go, I mean, he's pretty good. We all know that. But this guy actually has got all the answers. You know, and I'd use it, definitely. And this is, I think, part of the reason why, you know, Bill doesn't do this stuff. But then you say Bill's got his thing, too. Now, I saw it over the weekend. Phenomenal.
It is good, yeah.
The Bill and Bill 30 for 30 thing? Oh, man. Oh, it's tremendous. Outstanding. That's really a look in the past. I mean, that's nothing to do with Bill's current grasp on the game. I mean, that's all, you know, old material. And I loved every minute of it, but I wouldn't equate the two necessarily. The fact that Bill is allowing it to happen this week, that I would compare. I mean, Belichick easily could have said, guys, I'll do it, but it runs after the Super Bowl.
But don't you think a lot of it is about Bill's genius? I mean, they relived the whole, 90 Giants, for crying out. Was it 90?
Yeah. They don't dig that deeply into that game plan, frankly.
I mean, they give you the three different game plans in 3 weeks.
Look, it's a story that's been meaning to be told for a long time. So, to me, that's all that's about. But Belichick doing it and allowing it to be released the Thursday of the Super Bowl is the thing that I would point to. That Bill easily could have said, I'll do it, but this is running after the Super Bowl, guys.
I do feel there's been some sort of spitting match there between Tom and Bill. Some, you know, power struggle as to who's more important. And, now you've got these two things going on at the same time. And to me, it all funnels from the same thing.
Jeff in Georgetown. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Tony, I just want to check in with you on why I think you're wrong. The last two Super Bowls they've won have been because of what? Coaching and quarterback play. This is where they hold the biggest edge over the Eagles. Do you agree?
Yeah.
So what would make you think that the Eagles could win this game?
Because I think the Eagles have a more balanced team and a deeper team. Just like I thought the Giants had it in 2011.
But the experience in coaching and quarterback is huge in the Super Bowl, more than even a regular playoff game, is it not?
In theory, Jeff, yes, but if that's true, how did they win any of the – I mean, how did they lose any of them?
Coughlin wasn't Doug Peterson.
So that's – he lost to a coach who had a clue.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Does this guy have a clue?
I don't know. And again, I will also tell you that part of the reason they lost to the Giants in 2011 is because Welker didn't make a play. So I come back to people like, I just don't have as much faith in a lot of these Patriots players as a lot of other people do. I don't have that much faith in Brandon Cooks. I don't have that much faith in Stephon Gilmore. He's played better, and I like what I've seen. I also saw him get torched by Martavis Bryant in Pittsburgh. So, you know, now here, against Alshon Jeffrey, if he's up one-on-one, what's going to happen? I don't know.
Mike in Shrewsbury. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Mike. Hi, what do you got?
Two quick things, real quick. One on the NBA, the other one about the Super Bowl, and it's for you, Matt. I think the GM of the Cavaliers should really take a good look at Avery Bradley being out there. I think that would bring that team together. And secondly, Maz, my prediction for the MVP of the Super Bowl this Sunday, Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, so we did that drill at the end of last week, right? Give you Super Bowl MVP candidates, and Gronk's in the top three. I don't know how you put him third behind the can't put him third behind the two quarterbacks. If it's not the two quarterbacks, who's it going to be? And my money would be on Gronk. And so again, look, I'm not telling you if you pick the Patriots that you're an idiot. I'm not telling you that at all. I mean, how do you pick against Brady and Belichick in any big game? Nobody in their right minds would criticize that pick.
Congratulations, Mass. I thought you said who in the right minds would pick against those two.
No, I said who. Yeah, you can't get criticized if you pick Brady and Belichick. I'm just telling you that I look at Philly, and I think this has been largely Philadelphia's year in the league. If they had Wentz, I'd have no hesitation about picking them at all.
John in Ashland, hi.
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm really kind of obsessed with, let me say, first of all, I listen to politics most of the time, but you guys have got me fixated on sports the last 3 months. So congratulations to you and your station. But I think it was the Falcons game last year and the Tennessee game. Belichick took the kick first and let them take it out in the second after the you know.
Yeah, let me stop you. Does Belichick defer in this game? Jacksonville deferred the last game, right?
Right.
But isn't there a recent case where Bill...
Yeah, the game before at Tennessee, they took the ball first.
Took the ball.
This feels to me like the kind of game you would take the ball first. Because we were saying earlier, put pressure on Foles. Put as much pressure on Foles as possible. If the Patriots get out in front in this game 14-0, how do you feel?
Over.
Me too. And so, but the converse is not true. If the Eagles get out 14-0, you don't count the Patriots out. So I think Belichick can look at it and say, you know what, it might be worth rolling the dice here a little bit. Taking the shot, we'll take the ball early, put some pressure on Foles, and see if we can really squeeze him a little bit and see if we can get more mistakes and we run away with it.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Hey, Patriots fans, are you still struggling to find reasons to hate the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah!
Well, struggle no more, because Felger and Maz have got you covered.
Learning to hate them, learning to hate the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, you know I hate the Eagles.
I'm all ears, brother.
Their coach, Doug Peterson, I don't like his California hair. Who does he think he is with that hair?
Yeah, he always looks like he's wearing one of those visors with the hair attached to it.
Yeah, he looks like that guy from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with that stupid hair.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. Yeah, serve us some burgers, Peterson, you loser.
Yeah, f*** Doug Peterson's hair and f*** the Eagles.
Picking a guy and a coach and a team that's coached by Doug Peterson over Bill Belichick.
Okay, but what team would you ever pick other than Belichick then?
Well, that's not true. You would say, you know, if this were the Ravens, I'd say they have a sniff. If this were Coughlin of the Giants, I'd say they have a sniff. I'm sort of running out of guys now.
But Coughlin and the Giants doesn't exist anymore.
There's no one in the league I trust. I mean, really.
I mean, so this is the thing.
Sean Payton.
I wouldn't trust
after him. After this playoffs?
I know. But it's for a game, and Kenny, you know.
So then you have to say it's the same thing about Pete then. I know he was a boob the last time that he was here, but he has won one.
I'd give Pete more of a shot than this guy. Pete's been in this situation a lot of times.
Yeah.
He's failed a lot, but he's also come through, and so I just think the more experience you have, the better off you are. This is this guy's third playoff game. 9 years ago, he was coaching his high school team.
So, I trust Brady's ability to make plays. I trust Belichick. There's some other guys I don't trust. And so that maybe that's really it for me ultimately, is I look at the Patriots and feel like they're just not as good as they've been in other years. And if that's the wrong way to look at it, maybe it is. I just feel Philly's a more balanced team. And look, there's every chance Nick Foles craps his pants and they get blown out. I mean, that wouldn't shock me in the least bit.
Doug Peterson craps his pants and they get blown out.
I like the
Jim Schwartz. You know, again, this has got to scare the crap out of you. Doug Peterson's a guy that doesn't deal with the other side of the ball. Nothing. The defense is on the field. Doug's going over the offensive plays for the next series, which means he has left that defense in the complete trust and purview of that lunatic Jim Schwartz.
Scary.
It's like Al Haig taking over the government. You know, it's like, and there's no checks and balance because Peterson doesn't do the offense, so his head is just buried in the play sheet as the defense is out there doing this, that, and the other, and it's not like, I don't know, man. That's a kind of – no, that team's not going to beat the Patriots.
So, look, all I'm going to tell you is that we don't know for sure that he is that yet. I mean, I haven't seen Peterson completely crap his pants in a big game. So, am I stupid to give him the benefit of the doubt? Maybe. Probably. But again, I look at their roster, maybe I put too much of an emphasis on talent. I tend to be a more of a Jimmy's and Joe's guy than an X's and O's. And so I look at Philly's roster, and I think they got a better team than you.
This hour of the program has been brought to you by Cambridge Savings Bank. We take your calls all the way up until the final word.
I got to say something real quick.
Say it.
I don't like the players being here at the mall. A lot of Eagles fans, I haven't seen them yet, but as more Eagles fans come in here, are they above pulling a Nancy Kerrigan? Okay. I just saw Kyle Van Noy walk by. Go in the rooms. Get out of this hotel.
Okay, so no, the hotel's attached. Do they need to walk by the Panda Express is what you're saying?
Yeah, like don't mingle with the people. Like,
so they're out. So they're
just like here as like patrons.
So you can't see it on TV. I don't know. The radio areas are sort of roped off, and there's security. And then there's the mall, where it's just people, fat Minnesota people. And
a lot of heavy hitters here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's the best I felt about myself in like a year.
It gets cold enough here, you go home and eat your neighbor.
Just paleo or New England fat law. There's some suggestions for you out there, Minnesota. Heavy, heavy crew.
Yeah.
So they're just sort of waiting. They're walking around here among the fatties in the mall.
Yeah, like you guys are above it, and I don't, you know, and I'm these Eagles fans are above. What was that? Shane Stant was the guy's name that did the old Nancy Kerrigan whack across the knee.
She was here today, by the way. I saw her walk by.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like it. These people aren't above that. Stay away from. Get out of the mall. Stay in your rooms. These guys are a little too lax. Kyle Van Noy just walking through the. Just no. I don't like it. I don't like it.
She's looking pretty good at her age.
Okay. Your call is only up until the final word. Dan in New Hampshire. Hi, Dan.
Hello. Hey, I'm Maz. Who do you trust more to have their team ready for this game, Peterson or Belichick? Granted,
Belichick.
Right. So the Eagles have a more balanced team, but it's not like the Patriots don't have a balanced team. And who do you trust more, Belichick and Brady or Peterson and Foles?
Okay, it should come down to that. So, again, Dan, then we should just never pick against the Patriots.
Pretty much.
Not never, but, I mean, it's in this situation, you really think the Eagles are going to be better prepared than the Patriots.
But again, you're missing Mass's point. They also lost to Andy Reid and Alex Smith and Ron Rivera and Cam Newton and freaking Jay Cutler and Adam Gase. So if you just use your rationale, you would never pick against the Patriots, and they're going to lose a couple of games anyway. So I don't mean to take over for you.
No. Look, a couple of those were early in the year, so obviously some things have changed. I'm telling you, though, that when I've seen the Patriots go against offenses that have a lot of options, and I include Pittsburgh, and I know they beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, it took a pretty unique play at the end of the game for them to win that. And they also gave up, what was it, a 69-yard pass play with a minute to go? So, and that wasn't that long ago. So I see enough deficiencies in that defense that I think an offense with a lot of options and some talent can really exploit. And I think Philly has that. From Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Aguilar, Ajayi out of the backfield, Clement out of the backfield, Zach Ertz, and an innovative play caller in Peterson. So I told you, I think this game's going to go over. And I don't know if the Patriots are going to be able to stop Philly. I'm not sure Philly can stop the Patriots, but I'll take the more balanced team.
Josh in Bridgewater, you agree with Maz?
Yeah, you know, and this is something I rarely do, but Maz, I got to agree with you, and I disagree with you and Murray. I'm scared about this game because one of the things I've looked at all year is this is a defense that gets absolutely shredded on the sideline and on those short little quick slants, and I can't see them stopping. And this is a team that I think if they get ahead by a couple touchdowns, I could see that front seven causing problems. And I just, in the fourth quarter, this defense hasn't shown me that they can make big stops like they have in other years. And again, I know I shouldn't be that worried, but this defense has me that worried.
Okay.
So they have made some stops late in games this year.
I mean, they held Jacksonville to 3 points.
So it's Jacksonville. Like, to me, the bigger one I'd look at was Pittsburgh. Like they, you know, but again,
they stopped them on one of those drives.
Absolutely,
those
yes, absolutely. But I also look at that and say, is that what we really want to bank on? Is the end of that Pittsburgh game? And look, unfortunately, there aren't many teams you face that have good offensive skill players at multiple positions. And I think Philly does. Now, again, I come back to the quarterback. I don't know. How can anybody tell you what Foles is going to give you? But I like to think that Peterson has enough of a clue offensively that they're going to create problems for the Patriots. And look, how good is Alex Smith, really? And they put up 40.
All right. Mass's people are starting to pour in. Dave's in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Just kind of a rebuttal to a few callers back, Jeff, who all confident called up and said, how did we win those last two Super Bowls? We won those last two Super Bowls because of miracles. We had no business winning those. So
David, let me just stop you. I don't agree with that. I think you won by playing for 60 minutes, and the other team couldn't match it.
Agreed, but we put ourselves in a bad spot. But we it was close enough where we had to really stretch to win. We've been to 7 Super Bowls. We haven't won one comfortably. So to think that we're just going to walk in and walk all over Philadelphia doesn't make any sense because we haven't done it once in 7 tries. I'm not saying that I don't think we're a better team. I do. I just think if you take this team too lightly or you make assumptions, you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Okay, that's Dave, the Patriots fan in Philadelphia. Fine, you tell me that we're not going to walk on them. We, being the Patriots, are not going to walk all over them. Fine. I thought you'd walk all over Jacksonville. You didn't. They were a worthy opponent. We gave you a good game, so I got burned on that. So if you're telling me not to overlook the Eagles, fine. The Eagles are not beating the Patriots in this game. They're not going to actually win. They're actually not going to close and make all those plays they're going to have to make in the fourth quarter. That is not going to happen. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. If you're telling me they can win by 7 to 10 points and the Pats can still outplay them in that last minute or two and the Pats come up just short, okay. Like maybe at Denver in that AFC title game a couple of years ago where the Patriots are going for 2 at the end of the game and they just don't get it, and so fine. But if this is less than a possession, the Pats are not losing this game. I can't wrap my head around that thought. I just can't. Wayne's in the car. He's up next with Felger and Maz from Super Bowl 52. Hi, Wayne, go ahead.
Felger.
Yes, Wayne.
Can you exactly tell me what the concussion protocol is? I mean, will Gronk play this weekend?
Yes. Take it as a personal guarantee.
You think he's going to play?
Yes, I think he's going to play, and he's going to be 100%.
There's no way Gronk misses this game.
He is not missing the Super Bowl for a concussion suffered 2 weeks prior.
He's back on the field.
Yeah, he practiced yesterday.
It's not like he's in a dark room.
No, it's over. The question is over. He's back on the field.
Do you know who's to blame for the people who call up and say, well, how's Gronk? Is he going to play? You know who I blame for that? The news outlets, the news stations. The news, like
this is their lead story.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Gronk returns to practice. Will Gronk play? What's Gronk's status? How's Rob Gronkowski doing it? Like, they're treating it like an actual news story because they don't know. They're stupid. They don't cover sports, so they don't get it. But they see Gronkowski, big name, and concussion protocol, and like, ooh. And there's a story, and so they got to treat it like, ooh, is he going to play? And what's Gronkowski's status? And he was on the field today. Big development. They just don't get it. So anyone who watches the news is deluded into thinking that this is a story.
I mean, to me, this is like the Brady thing with the thumb. On Friday, you know, are you gonna play? We'll see. Shut up. There was no chance of you sitting that one out, and you know it. And everyone else knows it, too, with half a brain, because there's no way he's sitting out because he's got some stitches on the base of his thumb. There is no way Gronk is on the sideline or, you know, out of uniform for this game. No way.
Agreed.
Now, once it starts, I don't know what's going to happen. Of course, he could get popped and have a recurrence. Sure, no question about it. But to not be out there at the beginning of the game?
No shot.
No shot.
No, but Maz has the right. If you're worried about Gronkowski, that he takes a heavy shot in the first half. And then, boom. Because that one concussion leads to another and da-da-da. So, fine, if you want. But there is no scenario under which he is not starting this ball game.
And if I'm Philly, I would go after him. I would.
I'd man up on the line. I'd be right on the line. I would not wait for him to catch the ball.
And when I say go after him, I don't mean that you line him up and deliberately try to hurt the guy. But I'm saying if you see a shot where you can hit him, you drill him.
This hour of the program has been brought to you by Cambridge Savings Bank. Our presenting sponsor all week long is Harbor One Bank. Thanks to both. The final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No one says it like they do. Like they do.
So my question to the people of Boston is, what are you nuts?
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adult is talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
To buy Town Fair Tire, if you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So we're just one day into Radio Row here in Minneapolis at the Mall of America. And much like last year in Houston, the callers already suck.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll start
not as bad as last year.
No, but give it a day or two.
Yeah, just wait. Let's start with Rick on the Cape.
Rick on Cape Cod. Hi, Rick.
Oh, it's about time. I'm waiting forever here.
Go ahead, Rick. You're on the air.
All right, I want to give you guys a quote on the score. I hope you write it down. It's going to be 17-28 Patriots. Okay?
And that's your call?
Well, no, no. I just wanted to say Nez is a loser.
Okay.
Waited a long time for that, huh?
So anytime someone gives you the score with the lowest one first, you know you can drop them right then and there.
How about anyone who calls up to give a score?
Yeah, well, just anytime you hear 17-28, just drop them right then and there. Don't even listen to the rest of it.
I think if it was 28-17, I'd want to drop them. We don't want your score. Don't give us your score.
He's a loser.
Are the callers going to do this again to us?
No, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be one of these weeks, especially early in it. Yeah, that guy was from the Cape, which means he might as well be from Maine, Vermont, or Connecticut. Toolbag Central is out this week. They're already out. Loser Toolbags on the phones in the early part of the week.
We're not going to put up with it this year, I don't think. A long commercial-free segment.
Yeah, we got another one. We have Maz against Sal. Yet another bad caller today.
Sal in Maine, what do you got for Sal?
Can I talk to Tony for a second?
Yes, please.
I think if you're going to have a Stewart statue like Rocky up there, I think it should be replaced by Joe Frazier's statue. Because he resurrected boxing in Philly for decades. And he was the true adopted son of Philly.
Of course he should. Of course it should be. How about a real sports boxing legend versus a 4-foot-tall actor?
So look, honestly, I don't care who they put up there. I mean, Joe Frazier's a good one. You want to pick other guys in Philadelphia sports history? Bobby Clark? I don't know. Fine. Build a statue of Bobby Clark. What do I care? It's your city. Do what you want. But pick someone who was real. Don't give me a fictional character. What are we doing? Picking people out of movies for crying out loud? We're going to start doing that crap. Murray, let's go see the town. Okay, well, let's go see Good Will Hunting again and put a statue of Robin Williams up next to the Bunker Hill Monument. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's unbelievable.
College.
You got to pick some jackass out of a movie to build a statue about?
I love that character. I'm going to put my arm around and say, it's not your fault. Take a photo while I'm crying.
No, seriously, let's get statues of Robin Williams and of Matt Damon sitting on the bench at the Common feeding the pigeons. Let's do that. We can let the pigeons crap all over, and that's what's going to be Boston's memory.
That wasn't a bad call.
So with that, let's relive some of those calls from Houston last year, shall we?
Let's do it.
Dave in New Hampshire, quickly, go please.
Yes, I wanted to talk about whether or not the Patriots had scored in the first quarter of any Super Bowl. They did score. 14 points in the first quarter was against the Packers, so Super Bowl 31.
I'm going to let you go.
It's a million years ago.
14 points against Green Bay in 96?
Yes.
No, they didn't.
I have no recollection of that.
No, they didn't.
And you know what, honestly, I don't care. It was a totally different case.
Okay, so we have...
Can I just say quickly that the calls this week have sucked?
They've been poor.
Tom's in Maine yesterday, and those clowns...
They haven't sucked.
The calls have sucked.
There's been a couple.
No, they sucked.
No.
They've sucked.
I don't think it's been that bad, Maz.
I'm blaming the Falcons. The Falcons have sucked the life out of this game.
It's not true.
They have sucked the blood and the life out of this game.
Bledsoe to Byers and Drew Bledsoe to Ben Coates. 14 points for the first quarter.
First quarter?
First quarter.
And they still blew it.
And after all that, the caller was right. Isn't that typical? Sorry, caller, you were right.
I don't care.
I'm enjoying this week.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.